realms of Senith.
How about the quarterstaff? Can I make that a specialty weapon?
It's already a monk weapon. Train yourself to use a variety of weapons as monk weapons, not just simple melee weapons and short swords. In other words, not just your quarterstaff, but you can pick any kind of thing. Let's see. Whenever you finish a short or long rest, you can touch one weapon, focus your ki on it, and then count that weapon as a monk weapon until you use this feature again. The chosen weapon must meet these criteria. The weapon must be a simple or martial weapon. You must be proficient with it. Okay, so whatever you have a proficiency with, it must lack the heavy and special properties.
Okay, so it can't be a heavy one.
Right, like a great sword or something.
Okay. So, let's see. I'm trying to figure out where I can look at the different weapons.
What you giggling about, Jim?
Oh, just imagining a monk with a great sword.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I was going to choose that too. Let's see. Like a rapier, that's pretty heavy though, right?
No, it's not. It's a light weapon. Or it shouldn't be a light weapon, but it's a finesse weapon.
Okay.
Like a long sword, maybe if you have proficiency in it.
Mm.
I'm trying to find what orcs have.
Like a mace, usually?
Yeah, I mean.
Or a javelin?
Short sword. This might be interestingly unuseful.
Orcish weapons, here we go. Yeah, because I'm seeing where a lot of the weapons that orcs would normally use, they are heavier. Or am I wrong on that?
No, you're probably right. Like great axes and stuff. I can't, for the life of me, figure out why they locked it like that to proficiency. Like that makes no sense.
Yeah, I don't know.
For now, let's go ahead and say that you have proficiency in longsword, or in other words, like a katana.
Okay.
Until figure out what the hell this is about.
Okay. All right. So it's a 1d8, I believe. That's what I'm seeing anyway. And then it's a +3.
+3?
That's what I'm seeing, but I could be totally off. I'm looking at D&D 4 wiki.
It should not be a +3 longsword. It should just be like a longsword.
Okay. So like there is just zero attack bonus.
Yeah. It just uses your normal attack bonus. Like your proficiency is 2 plus your dexterity.
Oh, okay, so before then. Wait, 2 plus dex, so that's 6. Is that right? That doesn't sound right.
No, it should be 4.
Okay, because if I added the proficiency bonus with the dexterity, because the dexterity is 4 and the proficiency is 2, getting 6, but...
How do you get 4 dexterity?
I don't know. Maybe I'm looking at the... Yeah, I'm looking at saving throws. Oh my gosh. Okay. I was looking at saving throws and not the actual... Okay, sorry. It's 4.
No, it's okay. Yeah, it should be 4 until you raise your dexterity a bit.
Okay.
So your hit points, you have your weapon. We'll be doing a bit of combat, so we'll get some practice in on that.
Okay. And then do I update any of my skills?
No. I don't think much changed other than you got that feature, you got key. So you get like flurry of blows immediately after taking the attack action. You get to make 2 unarmed strikes as a bonus action using ki to do that.
Flurry of throws and ki.
Thanks, Jim.
Yep.
And then what is ki again?
Ki is starting at 2nd level. Your training allows you to harness the mystic energy of ki. Ki is, I don't know, monk energy, your monk vibe. You should have 2 ki points. Short rest, refresh all of your ki points. Your save DC looks like 12. So far, all you have is flurry of blows. Your speed increased by 10 feet, so you should have 40 feet of movement.
40 feet.
So I was going to interject that if ki for a monk is the same as ki in Taoism, it's life energy, the energy all around us in the world that certain people are more mindful and able to tap into, I think was how it was. Is that similar thing that they do with the monks?
Essentially, they leave it very broad in general, so you can define it how you want.
That seems like a reasonable enough explanation, though, yeah.
Depends on your tradition, how you want to define your monk.
Martial arts generally involve a lot of meditation and like stillness of mind, and that's one of the ways you can tap into something like that.
The mission was to go find this Loban character and get rid of him. So you're back at that vat area, the portico... Oh my god. Am I not going to be able to pronounce it?
Portcullis?
Portcullis, yeah. So you're back there at that portcullis, and this time you can see some caltrops sitting on the other side of it. You think it's locked, but Thea should be able to get that open pretty quick-like. How do you approach this door opening situation?
With my thieves tools primed and ready. So I rolled an 18 on the die plus a 5, which is 23.
You notice as you're unlocking this door that this lock was trapped, but you're able to unlock it without setting it off with that roll. And again, as you're investigating that trap, it looks like it was an alarm.
Okay. My idea for the caltrops is to just throw a blanket over them and then like tug the blanket to the side maybe to try and drag them away. I don't know. I mean, they look like burrs, right? Or they operate differently than that.
If you try to put a blanket on them, like just like a comforter.
The blanket from our bedroll stuff.
It starts tearing up that blanket as you move it. But with some jiggling around and stuff, yeah, you're able to clear out the area.
Fantastic. So I need to go shopping for a new blanket is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Onward?
Onward.
We would want to approach this much more carefully because they know we've been here and that we know that they're here. Obviously, they're waiting for us. Caltrops and traps kind of indicate that.
So was there a switch or lever that the kobold from before used to deactivate the traps?
Yeah, he reached into the wall and pulled something in there.
I would guess that we would remember what he did exactly.
I would want to cross this room carefully, though, because it's a large room to get to where he rigged that or whatever.
Yeah.
At this point, I'm suspicious of every inch. Do I need to perception or investigation as we traverse the room?
Go ahead and roll your perceptions as you're moving. Move your speed and then roll your perception, Thea, unless you're going to charge up there with her Rikara.
So for my first one is a 21.
Okay.
I'll charge up there with her.
Arsenal gets a 14 for perception.
Okay.
And I got a 3.
Go ahead and roll your perception again as once you're done moving.
Minus 12.
I got a 5 total.
You got a 12, 5, and what was Arsenal's?
20 total.
Let's roll initiatives then.
16.
Oh no, I rolled a 1.
18 total for me.
My total is 4.
Thea is 4. What was Rikara? You said 18?
18 total, yes.
Arsenal 16.
For the record, I have my 2 short swords out.
And this has taken me longer than I thought it would. Okay, surprise round for everyone except for Arsenal. Kobold 1 runs over and kicks that bat as Thea walks up near it. And he hits a button on there, and a bunch of juice from the vat starts spraying out of that tube that's right there, right onto Thea. Make a dexterity saving throw. And you get to do it at disadvantage because you're surprised.
I rolled the same both times.
Well, he did say you get to do it, so.
You can choose.
You can choose to roll at disadvantage if you want.
14.
14, you make it. So you manage to jump out of the way before he gets sprayed by whatever this undead juice. That will be his turn. He pulls out his blade, comes running up at you. Rikara, surprise. Arsenal, you get to act.
They can attack him diagonally, right?
Yep.
Yes, he's kind of squeezing through here. But Arsenal will charge up and strike him with his Warhammer. 25, that's a critical hit.
He's dead.
Oh, jeez.
He gets bonked on the head with a warhammer and his head just explodes.
Yep, you smash him up against the vat real fast. as you're squeezing past that cave right there, warhammer scrapes along the wall so it gets all nice and dirty, smashes his head into the vat, and yes, it explodes.
I'll move here, actually.
Okay.
And that is Arsenal's turn.
It's going to take an attack with his sling. That's a miss.
I updated my statistics for your viewing convenience.
Also a miss. Top of the round, Rikara.
I'm going to move right by Arsenal.
You still have another 10 feet of movement. Is that where you're going to stay, though?
Maybe I'll move a little bit closer, but I don't want to provoke anything. That's what I'm concerned about. But you know what? It's going to provoke something regardless.
You only provoke opportunity attacks when you leave their threat range.
Oh, gotcha.
So just entering won't do much of anything most of the time.
So if that's your turn, I'll move on to Arsenal.
Well, at this point, Arsenal is going to be a more likely target for them because he's going to move up. He's both. I'm not sure how this works if I can move here with 30 feet. It says I can, but I don't know about this wall here.
Roll an athletics check.
Give me a moment.
You cannot.
Well, that is unfortunate. So I guess I can only move there.
I was going to have you smash through that right there to move there.
That would have been kind of badass.
That's what I was thinking.
Would it be easy for him to take out his crossbow?
Yeah. What is he going to do with his sword, though? Hammer.
He'll drop that and take out his crossbow and fire a shot at Kobold 3. 10.
10 would be a miss.
Well, I suppose that is his turn then.
Okay. He is going to ready an action to attack you. When his friend gets close to you, then his friend comes to attack you, so they both attack. 12 plus, not enough probably.
The AC is 16. 19.
Yep. 19 is a miss. All right. They both miss you. I think that's their turn. And it would be Tia.
Okie dokie. They're just a little too far.
They did that ready the action thing because they have advantage on their attacks when someone's near you. They still failed horribly.
I think what I'm going to do is dash to Kobold 3 and then offhand attack him. So that's 20 total for to hit.
That's a hit.
And then 5 damage.
Is that your turn?
Yes.
Bakara.
I am going to dash up 35 feet behind Kobold 2. I rolled a 6 on the D8.
Okay, so first we have to connect to your attack. You have to actually hit them before we roll the damage. So you roll your D20. This is your attack roll. And you add 4 to it because I think that's your attack bonus.
Oh, well, that ended miserably. I rolled a 6 total.
As a monk, you still have an unarmed attack you can do as a bonus action.
Okay, I'll punch him. I rolled a 1.
That's a fail. A 1 is an automatic fail.
Yeah.
Another option is Flurry of Blows, where you could get 2 attacks, but I don't know if you want to waste it on a couple kobolds here.
I will keep that in mind.
Arsenal.
Arsenal will pick his Warhammer back up and bonk Kobold 3 on the head. A critical miss.
You also got a 1.
Yeah, something's going on here. Something bad's happening.
Yeah. Fig, you're not using Avera, right? Avre, you're using dice in person?
Yeah, normally I blame the bot, but...
Yeah. Okay, if that's your turn...
He will cry as free action.
You could bonus action extra tears if you wanted.
He will do that as well as the rest of his movement.
And I will cry along with you.
He's crying all that spiced oil.
All right, the first attack is a connect on Arsenal. The other one's attack is also a connect on Arsenal. So what's their damage? I didn't even look it up because I didn't think they'd hit. 1d3. So 1, 2. So for 2 attacks, and you take 4 damage.
Oh.
As they start shivving you. Thea. Tio. Sorry.
Arsenal seems relatively unbothered for now.
For now.
Sure.
I rolled good. I got 23. Yeah, and 6 damage on, I think that's 3 in front of me.
Ego.
I'm going to bonus attack too. That is 12 to hit.
That's what you need.
Woo. That is 5 damage.
Nice.
Bakara.
All right, so let's try this again. So 13 total. Oh, I'm sorry, 15.
Yeah, that's a hit though.
Damage, I did 2 damage plus.
All right, we're out of initiative.
I'm gonna rifle through their corpses' belongings.
You find a couple makeshift shivs. Look like they were, I don't know, sticks or something. Some slings and stones. You find a little paper that says Skern on it.
Skern?
Skern?
What language is that?
That looks like his name, like you made a name tag.
Oh.
Hello, my name is Skern. How may I help you?
You may have been the new bartender. Some stolen food from the city.
We'll be taking that back.
It's like rotten apples and stuff.
Officer Arsenal doesn't care if it's rotten. It's stolen.
It's stolen property.
And food is all the same, rotten or not, to him.
I mean, Tia. Rotten or not, it's still worthless to him, pretty much. He only cares for oil.
Yeah, just no, so it's you great know, date. TM, you're gonna have to prepare things, random miscellaneous junk on everybody, because she's going to look at everything that everybody carries.
Gotcha. So you find in the wall that switch from before, and you activate it, and you hear a small click similar to the previous time.
Well, now I'm double thinking it. I'm wondering if we just turned on the traps. Oh, well, carry on. Is this the end of this cavern?
Yep.
What's the cotton candy down by the vat?
It's a puff of purple smoke that comes out every once in a while.
Can I investigate it?
Yeah, go ahead and roll an investigation. Well, actually, roll an arcana check if you're going to look at this.
Oh, I got 14 on the die, but I just remembered I'm dumb, so that's not actually very good. Oh, yeah, that's 13.
So you rolled a 14 and got a 13. Gotcha.
You're stupid.
Whatever this purple smoke is, it seems evident to you that this machine is no longer working correctly. You didn't notice it last time. Like electrical smoke, like that comes out kind of like greenish, purplish.
Okay, so it's like the belching of a broke down boogeyman machine. Got it.
Mm-hmm. It's fajarding.
I remember this alcove from last time. We have good memories together.
just carry on.
Oh, I forgot to do perception checks for like traps and stuff. Do that?
Yeah.
You can do that here if you'd like.
16.
I got 16 total as well.
10.
Ooh.
So you notice a bunch of hell traps over there.
I only got the one blanket. Can I reuse it even though it's just scraps? Oh dear. That's not just hell traps.
Oh man.
Just barely got that one.
There is a pit that was dug here. This is a false floor. You're not sure what's under it yet. And then on the other side of that pit, you see a pressure plate that's sitting about here.
So around this pit, is there enough of a ledge for Arsenal to get past?
The pit covers this entire area.
So we'll have to jump or we'll have to build a bridge somehow. But the pressure. Well, is there enough of a ledge for me or is just completely a hole?
It's completely a hole. There's a 5-foot hole here from wall to wall. And then right on the other side of that pit is a pressure plate right here. And then right past that pressure plate are a bunch of caltrops.
Okay, so I don't know how to get across to disable the pressure plate. My best idea is to throw something at it and see if we can trigger it from a safe distance. See what it does.
I mean, I can jump.
Right onto a pressure plate.
Yeah.
Unless you can jump over the pit and the pressure plate directly into the caltrops, which I do not recommend. Because, ow, what do I got that's heavy? I'll throw an arsenal at it. Just kidding.
When you make a long jump, you cover a number of feet up to your strength score. So whatever your strength score is how far you can jump.
Well, I can only go 12 feet then.
So you can make it past the pitfall trap and the pressure plate into the caltrops if you wanted to just jump over this.
Does not seem like a very good idea.
No.
How much do you value your feet?
Quite a lot.
Oh, but like, what are your feet made out of, Arsenal? Would that even hurt you or would you just smash them?
These would hurt him.
That is unfortunate. Also unfortunate is the heaviest thing that I own is my backpack, and I'm not willing to sacrifice it.
I mean, surely we can find a heavy rock somewhere around here.
That's true. Maybe we could throw a vat of undead juice at it.
When you're looking back at the vat over there, you do see some vials that are sitting there that you could fill up.
These?
Looks like a cannon of some sort. However, it's broken down. It is pretty heavy.
Might be too heavy, though, is the problem.
How strong are you?
Maybe strong enough, but I don't think we need anything that heavy to set off a pressure plate. So Arsenal would just grab like a vial or whatever there is loose around here.
Fill it with the goo juice.
Guess why not? Fill it with the juice and go over here and take cover behind this wall here and throw it at the pressure plate.
I'll cheer him on from a safe distance.
Roll an attack roll, just make sure you hit the pressure plate. The AC on it would be just 8.
Would that be strength plus proficiency?
Dex plus proficiency.
Oh.
Oh, well, then maybe I should be doing it.
You make sense.
It's like 3 tens in a row. What's going on here?
We're very average today.
Yeah.
All right, so. And then lands there, and a click goes off, and a cloud of smoke. A bunch of really greenish, purplish smoke. Fills up right here, comes through the cavern, starts dissipating. You're pretty certain just by looking at it, and the odor that's left over is this was some kind of a poisonous smoke. And after that happens, you hear a bunch of growling coming from around this corner here. Strings snapping. Couple, at first 2, then a few. Zombolds show up.
How many feet across is that pit?
Across?
Yeah, like, so if we were to stay over here and let them come to us, how far would they have to jump to get to us?
As you're watching how they're acting, they seem to be held in place right here and just, like, reaching out towards you and growling, these little zombie kobolds. And you think that they're tethered on a line so that they only stay in this area.
Okay, well then I think this calls for I'm going to sheath my swords and pull out my bow and shoot at them. I forget where the pit is, but I think it's not here.
Where I marked is where that pit is.
And there was nothing in front of it now?
No, the pressure plate just has like a vial of goo on it. You hear some skippering, some footsteps from off in that direction. A little bit of whispering, but something's rushing over.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to have to make a roll here. Oh, crap. All right, this scene's going to be a little weird. The string that, or rope that is tethered to these zombolds is cut. You see the tension go away. Two of these zombolds start going this way, and you hear another kobold go, shit!
I'm fine with this.
This one starts coming through, falls in a pit, and dies.
Oh, sad.
What do you do from here?
I want to check this wall to the left of us and make sure there's not like a hidden passageway that they can come through and like sneak up behind us.
Right here?
Yeah.
You do, in fact, find a very small crawl space that goes through. And when you're looking, you can see the ground over here. You see shadows of three kobolds. You're watching a kobold fight for his life against some zombies.
I want to send an arrow through there, like kind of blindly. I'm not going to actually get in the tunnel, but just kind of like aim at the feet or whatever I see there.
Well, they're just shadows. You don't actually see them.
Oh.
I do have dark vision. Would that help?
I just don't want to get in the tunnel. Like, I think I can see just fine. They're just not right there is what he's saying. I see the shadows of them having a scuffle, like, beyond where this tunnel opens up into.
Gotcha.
If I understand correctly.
You do. How do you proceed?
Well, not being kobold size, not through the tunnel.
Mm.
Do we want to jump the pit and go join the scuffle? Or do I see his feet now?
Yeah, you see him ducking down and going into the...
I shoot him in the face.
Okay. Go ahead and roll your attack. He's not trying to defend himself.
17 on the die. Plus 5. 22?
Yep, that's a hit.
9 damage.
He's dead.
And he's clogging the tunnel now, right?
You can kind of see these things, but not really get a good shot on them. They're pulling at his feet. They look to not notice you yet and just doing their zombie thing.
Well, I'll ready in action to shoot one if one makes it through or like clears the way.
You think they're pretty occupied for now.
All right, well, in that case, let's hop across and go at it that way. I created an obstruction to keep them from coming around the rear. How does one jump? Athletics?
You should be able to just jump over it as part of your movement, as long as you can jump onto the pressure plate now that it's been activated. So that's only a 5-foot jump.
Can we skirt around these caltrops, or are they clearing this whole path, or obstructing this whole path?
You'd have to jump again, but you don't have enough movement to jump because you need 10 feet to make a jump. Leap half the distance. What's your strength score?
12.
Okay, yeah, you can jump 5 feet over it. So you can jump over this.
Also, my speed is 35. I don't know if that is a factor.
No, it's just your strength score. So yeah, you can jump over this stuff here. Bump, bump.
I survived. Playing Mario.
Arsenal would do the same.
All right.
Roll up some initiatives again.
Please, not a one.
And I did measure, by the way.
Well.
9.
19. I gotta say, the zombies are kind of cute. I mean, in a creepy, undead, disgusting way, but they're kind of cute.
I like that, though. They're like zombie kobolds, right?
Yep.
Nice.
Let me do some more rolls here. Okay, first up, I think, was Thea. Theo. Thea?
Tia.
Tia.
I want to see how many more guesses it took for you to get it. Do I have to walk around them, or can I walk through their spaces?
Around who? Oh, you're... team, you should be able to move through their space.
Can I see them from there? The zombies?
Mm-hmm. This one is not in initiative. It's over here somewhere inside there eating.
So I shoot 3. I'm at St. Mathen. 13?
Yep.
11 damage.
Anything else?
I put my short swords away, so I don't think so.
Arsenal.
I think all Arsenal is going to do this turn is just dash. 25, 35, move there.
Just so you know, you can walk over the beds as normal terrain.
All right. We'll move up to this zombold just to drain him.
Okay. Rikara.
I have my quarterstaff this time and trying to think of the best way to move here. I know I definitely want to move next to Tia at first, but I don't want to be in her line of fire. So I think... let me see if I can do this. That's
still... Go where you want to go. Don't worry about it, because I can adjust next turn with my movement.
if you don't mind, just because that makes it slightly easier. There. So that was 15. Okay, so that's 35. All right. I don't know if I can... Well, I'm kind of in the way. Can't really hit him with my longsword there. So, really? A one? I know. What's up with that? Okay, well... but I get a bonus action, right?
Quite a build up to a one.
Yep. Yeah. I know. Let's do punches. I rolled 2 for punches.
So that's a 6 probably. And that's a mess.
Okay.
That's all your movement, bonus action, and action.
Yep. And so I am, yep.
I'm going to go with Zomboid or Zombold 3. And he's going to take a bite at Arsenal and try to bite his metalness. Miss horribly.
He hurts his teeth.
Seem to have, yes. Bubbled 1, throws. Need to make a dexterity save, Tia.
15.
1 damage.
Ow. What did he throw at me?
Exploding vial. Arsonist fire, probably.
Understandable. I love a fair amount of arson myself. Well, actually, in this case, it'd be a whole war crown.
Make another dexterity save, Tia.
I could do this all day. 16.
All right, you take another 1 damage.
She's just standing over there doing cool tricks, avoiding arsonist fire.
It's your turn, Tia.
Is Cobalt 3 in my line of sight? There's no walls in the way.
Right.
20 total to hit.
Yep.
7 damage.
Anything else?
So if these beds are normal terrain, then they're like right on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose can't hide behind one then, so...
Could hide behind a pillow, maybe.
I just stand it up and put it in front of my face to shield myself from the arsonist fire.
If I can't see you, you can't see me.
I moved there hoping to shield myself from them being able to throw at me directly from where they are and maybe draw them out. I don't know. But that's my turn.
They could probably still throw stuff at you. They just have to move.
Quiet you.
They'd have difficulty moving back, I think.
Yeah, that's what I figure. Is if I move, then they have to move in here instead of just starting behind that same wall. But I don't know. We'll see if it works.
I was rolling the wrong damage die. It's a D4, not a D6. It's okay. I only rolled a 1 on... Well, yeah, you would have only taken 1 damage each time anyway. Is that your turn?
I believe so.
Arsenal.
Arsenal is going to go for the ball. 16 to hit.
That's a hit.
Let's hope he hits. Damage. 8 damage. That is Arsenal's turn.
Ikara.
All right. So I'm at quarterstaff again. 1 to hit again.
Wow.
That die is cursed.
I know, right?
You're breaking up pretty good.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Are you on a bad connection, maybe?
Probably. Is this any better?
It is so far. We'll see.
Okay.
What did you say was to hit?
It was a 12 to hit.
Yep, that's enough.
Okay, cool.
And it's your unarmed strike?
It's a 3, 4, 5 damage.
5 damage.
And that's okay. A 5 damage?
It's at 1 hit point. The zombie takes a hit, stumbles back a bit, but is still alive.
Do the zombies get that stupid zombie thing where they can spring back up with 1 hit point?
Yep.
Sigh.
Takes a bad swing. Shit. I don't roll. You guys roll. Wait. Oh, they missed. Never mind. And another miss.
Something's going on here.
I'm fine with it when it's done.
Yeah.
And I think that's why they keep hiding, because they're so ashamed.
Okay, top of the round. I think it's Tia.
Top of the morning. I don't want to waste an arrow on 1 hit point, but I suppose I wouldn't know the difference. So I'm going to waste an arrow on 1 hit point. Do I have line of sight between them or should I reposition?
You have sight, yeah.
21.
That's a hit.
5 damage.
21?
It dies. Wait, no, it doesn't.
What does it have to roll?
No, it's dead. It's definitely dead. I had to double check its con. 5 plus the damage is what it has to roll for the con save. Okay, is that your turn?
I can't think of anything good to do with my bonus action. So, yeah, I suppose so.
Arsenal.
So, the other Zombald is hiding in the little hidey hole?
Yeah, you see its legs sticking out, and you hear chomping noises. It's eating that other kobold.
Can I, like, drag it out?
Yeah, if you want. You can grapple it and drag it out. It's just a strength check.
Get him! He's ruining my loot!
Just a flat strength check, then?
Yep. Or athletics.
Oh, that would be 12, then.
All right. Because the zombie doesn't want to be pulled out. It's busy. Okay, you pull it out.
Is that my action, or can I attack?
That's your action to do it. Now you can drag him around. You can move up to half your speed now.
I think I can move over here so that me and Ricard can just gangbang them.
Okay. I'm down for a nap.
Yeah, just throw him on the bed.
Arsenal, in your eyes, you're looking at this kobold in the face as it turns to you and is like angry because it wanted to eat. And here it is back in the bed. And you realize this is the same kobold you guys killed when you walked through here.
Oh, wow.
It was the one sleeping right here, in fact.
So we burn the corpses this time.
Kara, it is your turn.
Well, I am going to use my quarterstaff once again. 12.
Yep, that's a hit.
And 3 damage.
3 total?
Yeah.
So you rolled a 1 plus 2?
Yes.
Okay, that's fun.
Yeah.
Oh, you still have another turn. Sorry.
Yeah. No, you're good. That I rolled a total for 3. I don't think that's going to hit.
No, that's not going to hit. Kobold. See if you can hit his mark this time. Oh, they do hit. Okay, Arsenal, make a dexterity saving throw.
Thanks.
You take 4 fire damage.
It is quite unlucky.
That's a miss. Okay, still, what else was there to do? Okay, sneak attack. 6 and a 6.
I'm at 14.
Does 11 hit you?
No.
Kobold's like, uh-oh. Tia.
I'm going to him in the face with my bow and arrow, if that wasn't clear.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't do the zombo. He misses.
Or I only got an 11.
Nah, that's a miss.
That's it.
Arsenal.
Arsenal will walk over to Kobold 4. It's going to be like, hello, your life is at an end.
Let's talk about this.
I'm going to smack him on the face with the Warhammer.
We can talk about this diplomatically.
He got a 9.
That's a mess.
Uh-oh.
That's the theme of this round.
Ricara.
Well, I thought I knew what I wanted to do up until he wanted to talk about this. But then I realized, I don't really think that there is talking about this.
I have no idea what you said. I think you said you're going to stab the kobold with your quarterstaff while simultaneously
punching the kobold. Yeah, punching the kobold.
Okay, roll your attack.
All right. I rolled a 10. Does that hit him?
That's a hit.
Okay.
10 plus 4 would be a hit.
Nice. And then do I need to roll again to hit the other one?
You would, yeah.
All right, so that's a 13.
It's also a hit.
Okay, cool. So for my quarterstaff, 3 damage.
That's kobold. Which kobold is getting the quarterstaff?
It would be the zombold, too.
So you said 3 damage?
Yeah, 3 damage.
Okay, and then on kobold?
And then on the kobold, it's also 3 damage.
That's with your damage bonus added in?
7.
Damage bonus should be 2, I think.
Oh, yep. So that was with it added in. I'm sorry. So that was 3 total.
You keep rolling 1s on your damage dice?
Yeah, so it's for punches, it's 1d4 plus 2.
Mm-hmm.
And I rolled a 1.
You just keep rolling 1s. 1 and 1 and 1 and 1. The hell.
I know.
She's one of those Yahtzee shakers.
I guess.
Yeah, I forgot to put this guy in the initiative.
That's okay. We don't care about him.
The less bad guys in the initiative, the better.
It's going to be a miss probably at 16.
Or who?
Against you, Arsenal. Sorry. They've all been thrown at you.
It's a miss.
Should have come for me, then you could have hit someone.
You're behind the wall, but so I understand. Left. They probably don't even really notice you right now, Tia.
And that one, Tia.
Perks of a wallflower. It's always tempting to one-shot these guys if I can. So step out and shoot at 1 for the record. That's a 21 to hit.
Mm-hmm.
That is 6 damage.
Okay. Is that your turn?
That is my turn.
Arsenal.
Arsenal is going to go for the bonk on the zombie. 20 total hit.
20 is a hit.
That is 9 bludgeoning damage.
Is that your turn?
It is Arsenal's turn.
Rakara.
This time use my longsword.
Okay.
And I rolled a 7.
You rolled a 7 or you got a 7?
What was that? You bleeped out. I'm sorry.
What's your attack bonus or total?
Yeah. So, the attack bonus. Okay. Yeah, you're right. So that'd be 11 total.
That's a hit.
Okay. 28. And I rolled for 2 damage.
Is that with your damage bonus?
Did the longsword get a damage bonus? Because it said 1d8. It didn't say a 2.
Yeah, it should be 2 with your damage bonus from you. So
okay.
That's 4.
Yes. Sorry about that.
It's okay. Anything else?
All right. That's the end of my turn.
Oh, they might have hit Arsenal finally. 22 to hit Arsenal.
That is definitely a hit.
Dexterity save, chat.
Does that even matter?
Half of 1 is still 1.
It's just 1 damage either way, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you just take 1 damage.
But does it feel like 1 or is it like could be less than 1? I guess that's a question. And a miss.
I mean, I'll roll a save, I guess.
The difference between a stinging pain or a throbbing pain.
That would have hit Rikara, but you decided to take it anyway, I guess. I don't know. 1 more attack from the zombie.
The 1 is just so insignificant that Arsenal does not care.
Tia.
Gonna shoot at my old friend, Kobold 1. For 18. And, man, that's a lot of damage for 1 hit point. But okay, 10 damage.
That your turn?
Yes, sir.
Arsenal.
Arsenal is going to bonk the zombie. 19 to hit. That is 15 bludgeoning damage.
I don't think he can save through that. Nope.
Oh, he gone.
Kobold 2.
Yeah, he's down.
Yeeps. Kara, it's your turn. Unless you're going to move Arsenal.
I suppose at the end of his turn, he can move towards the wall 2. I think this way would leave. Well, I guess either way would, yeah. Just want to leave line of sight open for Tia. Yeah, that is Arsenal's turn.
Roll a dexterity saving throw, Arsenal.
Never mind. 4.
You take 1 damage. 1 piercing damage.
Arsenal does not.
Your speed is reduced by 10 feet till you get a heal.
Oh, no.
That was almost a 20. 18 hit your AC?
Nope. Warforged DC bonus is coming in clutch.
Yep. You know what? Let me do that thing, too. That looks fun. Okay, so it's Tia.
So what does it take for me to notice that he has been, like, I don't know what it's called, but we'll say hamstrung, for lack of a better term, like that he's impaired? Is that just perception, or can I just notice that?
You just notice that. You realize that there were caltrops hidden underneath the floor there. Did I have Rikara go? Did I skip her?
I think it was her.
Yeah, but then he moved.
Okay. I think I messed up and it was supposed to be your turn. So you moved Rikara?
That's okay. Yeah, I just moved her, if that's all right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I can go back to where I was?
No, go ahead and take your turn, Rikara.
Okay, well...
Kobold is still technically here.
Is it her turn before mine or after? Because if it's before, then I'm technically not there.
Right, you're here or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, so I'm going to move her over here.
Need to make a dex save.
Okay, 11.
All right, you take 1 piercing damage and you cannot move any further.
Okay.
You also lose 10 feet of movement. You can continue with your turn, though.
I'll punch him or try. 15.
That's a hit.
Okay, 6 damage.
Okay. Still have a bonus attack?
That was the bonus attack.
Well, what about your normal attack? Or did you have to...
Oh.
I think we need to make you a checklist.
17.
That's a hit.
Okay, I'll get the hang of it.
He's probably dead after that.
8 damage.
8 damage. Yeah, he's dead. And we're out of initiatives.
I'm coming with your heal, Arsenal. Heal for 8.
Cool. I hope you have 1 for Rikara as well.
I do, but I'm a little hesitant to use it because what if there are more caltrops that you step on? I only have 1 more heal left. You were, I don't know, almost to like half health plus down to 20 feet of movement. Where she's down to like normal movement for the rest of us.
My initial plan was just to use my second wind to heal, but...
Oh, does that work for it?
I mean, it's a heal. It should.
Any way of gaining 1 hit point would recover this.
But, again, could be more caltrops, I suppose.
Yeah, that should be all right.
I could heal her, though, too, knowing that you have another one.
Yeah, that's fair.
You get healed for 6. Not that it matters, because you only need 2.
Ricardo's healed for 2 hit points or 6 hit points.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. What's next?
So we were here before, right? We came this far before, so we know like where that tavern was and stuff.
You want me to reveal it? Yeah.
Well, I was just curious. Has anything changed other than some of those guys coming back as zombies that are twice as tough or more than when they were alive? I mean, the places that we've come to already, other than the caltrops and stuff, has anything else changed?
Not really, no.
Well, I gotta loot through all their dead bodies.
Oh, yeah, that's right, and there are quite a few of them.
Yeah, it's all useless junk, but yeah, you know, it's one of my things. So I'm gonna jump the caltrops, or apparently they're gone.
Yeah, I figure you moved them out of the way.
I'm just using that raggedy old blanket to clear caltrops left and right. So, do I need to perception these passageways?
Sure.
Yikes. I mean, I guess that's just my passive if I roll a 10. 15 perception?
Just see more caltrops over here.
Actually, 14. My bad.
You don't see more caltrops over here.
That one made a difference.
So do we have any way of burning the bodies of these kobolds?
Yeah. Do they have any more of that fire stuff on them?
Yes. You find 5 more vials of alchemist fire.
I think that's just enough.
Well, if we pile them all together, maybe we can only use one.
Oh, yeah.
Good thinking.
Okay, so you're going to spend some time making a kobold pyre?
Yeah, and I'll like roll them in, I can't think of what it's called, a bedroll or two to like make them extra flammable.
More okay. So, I think, spreading the fire around all of them.
Yeah, that's kind of what I mean. It's like making a mess so that one vial will blow them up.
Yep.
All right, so that's going to take a little bit for you to do. 15 minutes, get that set up and started. And yeah, they're over here burning with all the bedrolls laying on them.
Are there any caltrops that could be like recouped for us to throw around?
Yeah.
Apparently I'm very thrifty.
There you go. There's some caltrops.
Is that something that you can just like throw down in the moment, or do you got to set those up ahead of time?
It takes an action to put them down.
Good to know.
Anything that steps on them has to do a DC 15 save or they can't move any further.
And they get feet fucked.
Yep. Lose 10 feet of movement and take 1 piercing damage.
Are they kind of portable or no?
Yeah, you can gather them up and put them in a bag.
Okay. Well, like, wait a second. If I'm going to claim them, I don't want to be stuck in one place and have to lure everybody to me. All right. After 15 minutes, nothing seems to be skittering around or near us or?
Nope. Just the sounds of running water.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go up to this junction, listen and make sure there's nothing coming from up that tunnel, but then continue to the area that we've been before. Oh, they come with me. That's special. Well, I feel like it's about time to have a drink at the pub. What do you think, fellers? How's my perception here with the 22, 21?
21, 22.
Can I help with perception?
You want to look around too, you can. With your perception, you just see that the barrel is still broken over here from the last time he came through.
Oh yeah, that's the thing that goblin broke when we were here before.
Yeah.
Man, there's so many ways to go.
The running water seems to be coming from down by that bar area, but you do hear it this way as well, so that must be connected.
I kind of want to go back to the bar area just to make sure that there's not any kobolds congregated there that could come up behind us if we go up. Do I got to do more perception around here? Probably. 17.
You find a tripwire alarm. Nothing big.
Can I disable it?
Yeah, it's not that hard.
Snip. Okay. It's like there's a little cavern area down here I want to check out, make sure nobody's hiding. 15 for perception.
I see a kobold that is there, but he doesn't look like he wants to fight you.
Hmm.
Well, he's either with us or against us.
He's just kind of cowering.
Hmm. With my -1 charisma, I'm going to attempt to turn him to our side. What is he possessed?
Nice, stone cool tricks.
Skater kobold.
Gator kobold.
Damer kobold.
So he looks all like fearful and stuff. Mm-hmm. Does he seem, like, young?
No. He just doesn't look like he wants to fight.
I didn't hear you.
No, no, not fight, not fight, not fight.
Okay, so, well, here are your options. Fight us or fight Loban?
No, not fight Loban, not fight Loban, not fight you, not fight Loban.
Yeah, I don't really have any reason to trust that he's not going to be a problem. What's going on in here? Like, is this just an empty cave or is he, like, up to something?
So far as you can tell, it's just an empty cave, although it looks like he was starting to dig here. Just want to leave. Just want to leave.
Where are you going to go?
Go back home. Go back to Old Clan. Do not like Loban.
Insight?
14 for insight.
And 23. Does he seem like he's on the up and up? He just wants out?
He's terrified.
Hmm.
Says, Lopin, not a kobold. He's not a kobold.
What is he?
I don't know. He's not entire kobold. I don't know what he is.
Huh. Considering where he is, it could be anything.
And I like my spoons and forks. Kobold, I got these kobold shiny, showing like some forks. He pulls them out of his pocket. He's like, I like these. I found these. They're mine, but nobody wants me to keep them.
I guess I'll pull my troop here. Like, what do you think? Let him go. I mean, we kind of cleared the way to the exit.
Yeah, I'd say that's fine.
I guess I'll point the way and be like, hey, we just came from there and kind of annihilated everything on the way. So go ahead and try your luck.
I'm Zorna. Thank you.
I'm Tia. If you get to the exit and like find our people, tell them Tia sent you. And like, don't kill them because that would be a bad look for me.
Tia sent her regards.
All right. He runs off. Him with his silver spoons and forks and his little utensil set.
I contemplated sharing, but I don't know. We're not really friends. I'm just a little bit fatigued on the killing. Like, yeah, I mean, this one can live, I guess.
Other than that, this cavern looks pretty empty.
I'm going to check real quick, because, like, maybe he left some shinies, and then proceed.
Roll your perception check, then, if you're checking this area.
16.
Okay. You have a memory that you recounted just earlier today in this session of kobolds hiding stuff in the walls. So you check where he was digging. You realize he wasn't just trying to escape through here or something to that effect. It looked like he was trying to get something out of the wall.
Huh.
And you find silver knives and forks and spoons.
I'll consider returning them to him.
So you gather them to return them?
I'll consider it. I'll think about it.
Okay. All right. There you go. That's all you find in here.
All right. Proceeding then. I have to wonder how annoyed Arsenal and Yukar are watching me just like gather all the junk from these caves.
Arsenal doesn't really care. He just kind of stares at you with like a blank face.
Doesn't understand, but doesn't interfere either. I can live with that. All right. I feel like my perception checks left off somewhere around here. 14.
You hear some pitter patter down this way.
Yeah.
By the ball, skittering noises.
Picker patter up and at her.
I will approach carefully, trying not to give us away. I suppose that's called stealth.
Mm-hmm.
My stealth is a 13.
Okay.
I think if I math correctly, that takes me to there. But I don't know. I didn't do the measuring thing, so I probably math incorrectly.
He was like 10 feet.
Oh, well, I had moved like 10 before that, so it's probably still fine.
Mm. All right. Anything else?
Gonna peek around the corner with a 10.
Okay.
But I can hear other people around here.
You're looking over at the bar, or are you just looking around that corner?
I guess I'd have to position myself more like here to look both ways.
Okay. What's your perception?
It was 10, and I haven't moved a full 30 since then, so it's probably still 10.
Okay. Nothing. You don't see anything yet.
I forgot where I left off with stealth. Maybe I'll just do a new one. A crit, my stealth. Do the noises seem to be coming from in the tavern? Or up the other way?
Something is hiding behind that.
I'm torn because if it's just a scared little kobold, I'll feel bad for this. But I think I'm going to chuck one of those alchemist fires at the something. Is that an attack roll?
Yep.
What do I add to it?
Your dexterity.
So that is 12 plus, wow, I made it really big. Plus 3, so that's 15.
Okay, so you're throwing it at this thing?
You said that it's like behind it. So I was going to throw it. How do you mark?
Right click.
Like that square. Did you see what I did?
Mm-hmm. All right, so you kind of chuck it in the air, underhand throw it up and over.
Yeah, aiming for there-ish.
Just barely make it, actually, even with the cover rules. A big kobold jumps on top right here.
Big as in tall or big as in fat?
Muscular.
The details matter. So I'm guessing the throwing the alchemist fire negates the 20 on the stealth, huh?
Yeah.
Whoa, he's beefy.
We'll be rolling initiatives, but this is going to be a long fight. Well, not a long fight, but longer than 5 minutes, I think.
Well, I want to know how much damage I did to Beefy.
Okay.
It's Lobin. Yes.
Okay, you roll a d4.
What did you roll?
D6, but I start rolling a D4. It's a 4?
That's a 4.
All right, he takes 4 damage.
And that's how you alchemist fire, friends.
That's a lot of number.
He snarls and then kicks a sign that says out of order off from here. He's like, we're back at business.
Oh, you with the catchphrases.
I think that's where we'll stop for now and then boss fight next time.
Yep,
sounds good.
My caltrops are ready.
Yeah, dragged them with you all the way through.
Alchemist fire, the caltrops, I got all the stuff. I got forks and knives I can fling at him.
All right. I hope that was fun. It was kind of weird because I haven't done like full combat ones in a while. And we kind of moved through a bit stealthily. But like these are kobolds. Every step can be dangerous.
Yeah, I feel like having been through these tunnels before, Tia would know that once they know you're coming, they aren't going to be as easy to get to as they were the last time. So that's why I was like being extra careful. I mean, I know that means extra boring too because it's like perception, perception, perception. But I feel like wise enough to know.
Arsenal smash.
Do we want to set up initiatives for next time?
I mean, sure. I like rolling dice.
All right. Let's get some initiative rolls.
16.
21.
Arsenal, it's an 18.
We're ready for Lovin.
But Roxy, I did like that you were doing that, though, all the different perception checks.
I know they used to be, like, kind of stupid, but kind of clever, too, and they're known for traps.
You gotta know your enemy.
They're pretty weak individually, but they get dangerous when they get into large numbers. Yeah.
And especially when they're expecting you and they have their trap set up.
I mean, they're all like one hit deaths, but they still managed to get Arsenal down close to half health. That took a while.
I'm pretty glad I healed you guys before the boss battle.
Yeah. Pit trap was going to be pretty devastating if you guys did not see it on the way in.
And I think we just barely saw it too. Or maybe that was the pressure plate.
That was a pressure plate. That gas would have been very bad. And then add into it that you would have been hit by zombies right there next to you. They were tethered to the wall so that they would keep attacking you right there while the kobolds were throwing fire at you into the cloud of gas.
And I just realized that if we'd fallen into the pit and then somebody released the gas, it would have congregated down in the pit because that's how physics works. Like heavy, it would drift down and stay there.